If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. That's what we like to do. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio, best radio station in the country. I love American Voice. I love Frank. Frank's the best engineer. Thank you, Frank. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about, you know, how you can check your cancer risk. And also, we do have a quack report. And coming up for the second part of the show, we have a special guest. As promised, we're going to talk with Dr. Paul Kinzinger. He's out there in Illinois. And he's come up, he says, with a natural solution to nail fungus. So we're going to check it out. The good doctor is going to be with us soon. And if you're looking for healthy articles, don't forget to check out SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com. They have a banner link on our links page at thepowerherbs.com, so you've got tons of topics great stuff. Check it out. I even write for them, so a lot of my articles are up over there. So check SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com out. They're all about healthy living. And if you're in Seattle, where you should go eat for healthiness, so check that out. Also, if you're looking for backup currency, I got to recommend Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Of course, she's the girl I go to if I need, you know, backup currency, gold and silver, want to protect my, you know, wealth. And she'll keep you healthy, and I'll keep you healthy. She'll keep you wealthy. That's what I meant to say. And you can check her website out at clicking on the links. Her banner is there's a link page, and the banner is there for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. So check it out. Or give her a call toll-free at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Tell her I sent you. Well, we do have a quack report. Big salute and Semper Fi first to our military and all our righteous men and women in uniform, praying for them. And also, I'm lifting up all of America that righteous men and women just start standing up and saying no. No to this garbage. You know, the people in the government, they get a free pass on their, you know, deductibles and co-pays and whatever it is that it's going to cost for health insurance. That's not right. You know, that's not right. That's sort of like the electric company giving your neighbor a break for his electricity and charging you more. You know, why are we subsidizing these folks there in the Capitol? That's totally not right. So we got to pray in a righteous solution only the Lord can deliver. And, of course, if it's his will, he'll do so. But it's our job to ask and start standing up and saying no. You know what's right to do. Just start doing it. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Hey, we're going to be talking about this in our cancer segment. There's a new research published in the Journal of Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers and Prevention, which says women, apparently more women, who take the statin drugs for cholesterol, high cholesterol, have 143% increased risk of developing breast cancer compared to those who don't take the drug. Yeah. Also, men who take the statin drugs have elevated risk, too, according to a 2011 study that was published in the Journal of Prostate. Yeah, they're high risk of getting prostate cancer. And the higher the risk, according to Shane Ellison, our chemist at, Shane, he's been on the show before. Over-the-counter natural solutions was the title of his book. He says the longer you're on the drug, there's a cumulative effect and your risk for cancer goes up. Ooh. Statin drugs, hope you know. Last but not least in the quack report, let's see, the city of New York seems to have a big problem with bed bugs. Yeah, the Department of Health Mental Hygiene Headquarters. You know, this building is like 21 floors. It's only 3 years old. It costs the taxpayers $316 million. And three of the floors are just not usable because they're overrun, infestation of bed bugs. And, of course, they're not wanting to admit it. The critics are saying, you know, they're kind of downplaying it. They're underreporting this problem. But other major New York landmarks also have bed bug problems, including the Lincoln Center, the New York Public Library, the Waldorf Astoria, and the United Nations Building. And New York visitors are encouraged, instructed to check the bedding for bugs, look for streaks of blood, and you know, do your best prevention there. So New York City government has an entire section on their website dedicated to bed bugs. Ooh. Overall, New Yorkers called a little over 9,000 times to complain about bed bugs, private infestation, between July 2012 and April 2013. But from June 2011 to July 2012, there was like 13,000 complaints, whereas in 2004, there was only 537 complaints. Yeah, they got the problem. And there are some natural solutions out there, but we don't have time to cover that tonight. And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so So we're going to talk about your cancer risk, right? Yeah, cancer disease, although becoming kind of commonplace globally, you know, it still sends a shiver down your spine if you were to get a diagnosis that you have cancer. Anybody that hears that, it's like a death sentence. You know, they get all freaked out, and rightly so. They're scared. Now, the U.S. statistics indicate in the U.S. alone, 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women are going to get cancer at some point in their lives. That's what the statistics say. So according to the American Cancer Society, or ACS is for short, American Cancer Society, you know, they provide some information on their website, and they kind of pride themselves on their role of informing people about cancer and its causes. They actually offer 6 major categories for cancer risk. So apparently, the other services that, you know, they offer humanity at the American Cancer Society is that they conduct epidemiological research on cancer, on causes of cancer. Also, they fund university labs for such research. And they assist environmentalists by advocating a healthy environment on state and federal levels. Now, we're going to find out if they, the American Cancer Society, if they are missing information that would assist everyone regarding cancer risk. So let's check it out. Well, first, let's talk about their 6 categories. The 6 categories the American Cancer Society is listing are genetics, which basically is rare, but people are taught otherwise, tobacco, lifestyle, your diet and exercise, your activity thing, sun exposure, radiation, mammogram, anyone? And other is the last category, other such as, you know, environmental things, you know, toxins from your work environment or whatever. So if you were to press further, though, you would discover that the American Cancer Society admits that they do not keep any detailed information on any cancer exposure risks. Well, why would they not do that? Think about it. So if you were hoping that they would provide you with additional information on the 6 categories, you may be out of luck. Well, and let me add that if you are a subscriber to the newsletters that we offer on the powerherbs.com website, you would get detailed information, some links to check out on topics such as this. So if you would like to get free health information from the newsletters each week, then do sign up at thepowerherbs.com. Just go to the newsletter tag. There's a couple there. You can pick which one. Sign up for both if you want. They're free, and be empowered. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the prescriptions that you may get, and is there a cancer risk for some of these drugs that you're recommended to take? Well, the American Cancer Society does list a brief list of medical treatments that can cause cancer. They are listing like chemotherapy, radiation, and immune system suppressing medications. Now, these are treatments, you know, patients pay for to treat various maladies, some of it even cancer. And, you know, and the last thing a patient wants is to get cancer from the treatments. Hello. But unfortunately, it's like Russian roulette. So also the American Cancer Society does mention substances that can actually change the DNA that could cause carcinogens. So your GM foods and your vaccines would actually fall into this, let's call it the 7th category. And the corporations making these products don't actually conduct cancer studies at all. All right, let's talk about the bulging list, because it is. It's getting there. In 2004, the feds released their list of cancer-causing carcinogens, and the report was titled Report on Carcinogens, or the ROC for short. So this report is supposed to be published every 2 years by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. So the report includes known and reasonably anticipated causes of cancer. So their list contains 246 cancer-causing agents, and also for the first time, they've listed viruses like hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HPV, the human papillomavirus. They also included for the first time x-rays, lead compounds, grilled meat, textile dyes, paint, and ink. Well, you know, I have to say, cancer is important, right? You know, when I read these government and healthcare reports and it says cancer is important or the importance of cancer, you know, I have to wonder if what they are really trying to say maybe is how financially important a disease like cancer is to the medical community. Is that what they're trying to say? You know, it's kind of like saying abortion doctor. The meaning associated with abortion is death, and the meaning associated with doctor is wellness. It just doesn't go, you know? So do you think the agencies would spend $6 billion a year on advertising campaigns associated with cancer disease if it were not important? It must be important if they're going to spend $6 billion. What do you think? Now, on just breast cancer, U.S. taxpayers pay $780 million. So to know exactly how much is raised for cancer cures is hard to say, but it's estimated to be in the hundreds of billions of dollars. So yes, cancer is important, but not the kind of important a cancer patient thinks it is. You know, different. Okay, we need Sherlock Holmes. That's what we need. We need to bring in Sherlock. What we need is a Sherlock Holmes investigation to blow the lid off the cancer scandal of the century. Really? So it actually came close in 1988. Because there was this professor of economics at George Mason University. His name was James Bennett. He checked out the charitable organization known as the American Cancer Society, ACS for short. According to the good professor, ACS held a fund balance of over $400 million, with approximately $69 million tied up in land, buildings, and equipment. Now, the ACS spent only $90 million, which is about 26% of their budget, on operating expenses, medical research, and programs. The rest, $240 million, or 60% of the budget, went to generous salaries, pensions, executive benefits, and overhead. Now, the next year, according to the professor, the holdings blew up to $700 million. And the American donations, you people out there that donate, you know, for cancer research, you're about 6% of their budget, $350 million. That's their bottom line to help fight cancer. How are they doing? Well, other donations for the fight for the cure, or whatever you want to call it, come from large corporations, pharmaceutical companies, cancer drugs, telecommunications, and entertainment industry. And would you like to know who's on the board of the American Cancer Society? Would you? Heads of companies such as laboratories, which are owned by pharmaceutical companies, biotech companies, entertainment industry sensors, Boeing, Viacom Inc., telecommunications, and a department store chain billionaire. So the American Cancer Society is one of the world's wealthiest nonprofit institutions. So yes, cancer is important, and it's going to remain that way because money answereth all things. So remember that the next time you're asked to sponsor a walk for the cure or to schedule your routine mammogram. You can check out the Cancer Prevention Coalition for more information on that if you'd like. Well, I want to talk about the drug list real quick. According to the folks at People's Pharmacy, there are several prescribed medications known to cause cancer in lab animals. Now, remember, they use lab animals because their metabolism is the most similar to humans. So here's a list. And the FDA is not requiring cancer testing for these drugs, just warning labels. Okay. At the top of the list is your hormone replacement drugs, the HRTs. These are used for, you know, treat menopausal symptoms. It offers a risk of breast and uterine cancer. You probably knew that. Also, your heartburn drugs like Prilosec caused abnormal cell growth and stomach tumors in the lab animals. Blood pressure drugs, You know, they sometimes prescribe them for hormonal imbalance and facial hair growth for women, and that tends to cause tumors in rats. So the spiroclonone type of blood pressure drugs tend to do that. Also, dermatitis, eczema, topical prescriptions are associated with lymphoma skin cancer. So let's see, the Elidil cream and the Protopic cream. Next up is the cholesterol drugs, because they were reported in the Journal of American Medical Association back in 96 that fibrate and statin drugs cause cancer in rats. Cholesterol drug Vitronin caused cancer in test subjects. That was reported in the New England Journal of Medicine in 08. The statin drugs for cholesterol offer a breast cancer risk as high as 143%, which we mentioned earlier in the Quack report, and that's in women, and that was reported in the Cancer Epidemiology Biomarkers and Prevention Journal this year. And for men, the statin drugs offered an elevated risk of prostate cancer, and that was reported in the Journal of Prostate back in 2011. And according to the People's Chemist Shane Ellison, he says the longer you're on these type of drugs, the higher your risk. And we can't forget Gardasil, the HPV vaccine, the papilloma, it's under scrutiny more and more each day. More stuff comes out. Dr. Christine Fila, a general practitioner in Vienna, Austria, says the vaccine does not prevent cancer and is not safe. A recent report from Australia also indicated that the vaccine can cause premenopause and destroy ovaries 3 years post-vaccination. So now, you know, looks like it's, you know, a sterilization drug. Other cervical abnormalities, including cancer, are showing up 4 to 5 years post-vaccination of the Gardasil. Yeah. And we had source links for you in the newsletter on this if you were interested in checking that out for yourself. Also on the list are vaccines, like your hepatitis vaccines. They're in question, as well as your GM foods, which are causing DNA modification, which offers cancer and, just an invitation to thrive, you know. So if you thought smoking and excessive sun exposure were the major cancer risks, well, you can see that that's just the tip of the iceberg. So you're going to have to investigate everything that you use or you're exposed to. And don't take other people's word that they're safe. You know, do your own homework. Don't even, you know, take my word for it. You know, go check it out for yourself. So, detoxing is pretty important, obviously. Detoxing the body is more important than ever before. You know, our ancestors, they didn't have all this mess to deal with. They didn't have vaccines. They didn't have antibiotics. They didn't have GM foods. They didn't have chemical warfare. They didn't have all this. How they detox? They fasted once in a while. You know, unfortunately, with all the garbage we're exposed to, smart meters, and God, it goes on. We have to do a lot more to protect ourselves than our ancestors. You know, we got to protect our bodies. We don't want our bodies to become cancer incubators. Yeah. So if you were thinking about detoxing and you don't know where to begin, or you've tried it in the past and you didn't get any benefit, well, then you didn't use the herbal detox products from Apothecary Herbs. You didn't. So you could give them a call. If you want to order or to get a free product catalog, their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., the international number is 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Of course, you can go to the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And they have tabs that you can click on. You know, if you're interested in organ cleansing, click on that. They do have a healthy guidelines section, which you could, it's up at the top of the tab list on the left, and you can click on that. And then there'll be links like, how do I cleanse? What's the proper order of cleansing? What are the cleansing mistakes? How do I store my herbs? How do you do immune boosting. So all those basic things. And you can get educated on how you should do that properly for your safest and healthiest way of going about it. So, of course, you can give them a call, and they'll be happy to answer your questions. Now, if you want to ask me a question, I'm over there, Apothecary Herbs, during the week, Monday through Friday. Call me up, and if you have questions, I'll be happy to answer them. And guess what? Our friends in the UK have just rediscovered that we can ship them products. Yeah, European Union kind of clamped the door shut on herbs being imported in. But now the folks of the United Kingdom can receive personal orders direct to themselves for, you know, under, you know, $2,500, something like that. So small orders, not too big, under $2,500, and they're happy as they can be. So we're happy too. We're happy we can serve our folks once again in the UK, because a lot of folks are needing powerful herbal tools, and they're not being able to find them. And once they do find a herb, they're really not sure how to use it. So we educate you. We give you the product, we give you the instructions, and we offer product support. So if you have questions or concerns, just, you know, contact us, and we'll try to help you out there. Also, if you're looking for more herb secrets, if you want to, you know, dive in and get your feet wet and learn more about immune boosting, organ cleansing, healthy properties of certain nutrients like salt, minerals, whatever. It's all in the Power Herbs book, and it's a PDF down. Well, we send it to you in email. It used to be a download, but we send it to you in an email now. And you can order that on thepowerherbs.com. 400-page book. You can put it on your computer, you can put it on your handheld device, Kindle, I think. It's supported by Kindle, so you can put it on there. And it's only $14.99, so $14.99 will get you going, informed, educated on 13 herbs every medicine cabinet should have. And you'll be amazed how powerful you are with just 13 herbs. We got to take a break, but we're going to talk with Dr. Paul Kissinger on nail fungus on the other side, so don't go anywhere.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Does the cost and risk of conventional healthcare concern you? Wouldn't you prefer inexpensive solutions to health problems rather than disease management? If so, tune into Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson every Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7 p.m. on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Back here on Herb Talk Live, and we have a special guest. We have Dr. Paul Kissinger, and you know, he's born and raised in the Midwest. Dr. Kissinger earned his medical degree from the University of Illinois at Chicago College of Medicine, and he completed his family medicine residency at Baylor College of Medicine. He served on the clinical assistant professor in the Department of Family and Community Medicine at the University of Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. And then he also is board-certified family physician. He practices at the Lenai Family Medicine in Washington, Illinois. He co-founded the practice in 1991 with his brother, who's also a doctor, Dr. Lee Kissinger. He's also a self-described idea guy, and he's launched Dr. Paul's Enterprises to market his invention, which is an over-the-counter product designed to promote healthy-looking toenails, which is available nationwide at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and other retail locations. It's called Dr. Paul's Piggy Paste. It's also available online at piggypaste.com, and he joins us now. Welcome to the show, Doctor. How you doing?
Well, thanks for having me back, Wendy. I mean, it's really nice that it's a nice day in the Midwest. I went golfing with my daughter, and it's nice to be on your show and glad that you're still helping people.
Oh, well, you know, hey, toenail fungus is a big deal, and I get calls a lot about that. And, of course, you know, we've talked before, and we've discovered, you know, and I think people who have the toenail fungus figured it out that, you know, natural stuff may work, but it takes a long time to work on the nail fungus, and people just don't hang with the therapy. So now people that do get the nail fungus, they get discolored nails, and the nail gets kind of thick and irregular. And what's the common cause? Is it just a basic nail fungus? Is there a special nail fungus that does that?
Well, the clinical name is Tinea ungrum, and what it really is that, you know, everyone lives by woods, here in the Midwest. And it's why moss grows on the north side of a tree. It's dark and moist inside your dark toe shoebox. And so the darkness, as well as the moisture of sweat, like runners get this, soccer players, rugby players, it's just a setup for the environment. Like fingernail fungus, because we're in ambient air, is like 1% of how much toenail fungus there is. And so it's really just the environment of being inside shoes. And that's, you know, barefoot people, they can still get fungus if they injure the outside of their nail, but most of the time it's because you're inside shoes and it's dark and moist in there. And so that's why the setup for the fungus.
Well, I just had a thought, Dr. Kissinger.
Yeah.
You know, people go to the nail salon and they get those artificial nails put on. Do they, if they get nail fungus from that, is that the same kind of nail fungus?
They can. They can. I mean, even, you know, the salons are doing the best that they can to have sterile instruments and things like that. Even reputable salons, you're still at risk that, you know, they're not going to have you sign a waiver. Hey, you could get this if you come to our salon. But most salons are excellent, and you'll never get that. But you can get, just by putting the artificial nail over it on a for toenails, it's possible. It's possible. I mean, people have, you know, like I have a website, thepiggypaste.com. People will email and say, you know, I got this from my salon. I cannot believe this. Well, it's possible you did, but you want to, you know, the biggest issue about it is how do you get rid of it in a safe and easy way, and that's really why I invented this product.
Okay, well, it's pretty common. How many people would you say nationwide have this problem?
Well, when they do studies, it's probably at least 10 to 15% of the population, and there's always this, why do people over 50, as your immune system maybe ages, because it's an opportunistic infection, it seems like it might be closer to like 15 to 20% of those individuals. And so it's athletes. When I talk about the people that buy Piggy Paste, it's really athletes as well as people that just, you know, for whatever reason, they kicked the coffee table or somebody stepped on their toe at work. And they injure their toenail, and that's when the process starts in.
So are more people more prone? I'm not talking about clumsy people here, but genetically, are more people prone to this?
Well, it's yes. I mean, if you let's say that you know, someone with Parkinson's that has a shuffling gait, you know, and maybe isn't picking up their feet. Yes, I don't want to say clumsy. I would say just, you know, anybody could get it. I mean, just, you know, if you don't have good lighting at night, you know, and you kick the stairs or kick the door, or kick the coffee table. I mean, those people, and then like 2 weeks later, they have this opacity, kind of this thickness that, you know, when you look at your thumbnail and you see that lanula, which is that little half moon, and you can see this pinkness. And when you look at your toenail and you see this thickness that you can't see really, it looks like you can kind of see through the nail and see the pink. If you see this yellow, whitish thickness look, it's probably already set in. And what one of the things about piggy paste is that when I was studying it on myself, because I had toenail fungus, when I had it just on the distal half of the nail, when I was just studying the product initially, I was putting the product on the thickness, whitish part, and nothing happened. And so the differentiating thing about this product is that you put it at the cuticle nail junction. You needed a physician to say you never get rid of the thickness in the nail. You just don't allow new nail growth cells to have this problem. So that's why you put the product at the cuticle nail junction. You can put it out at the end of the thickness all day and nothing happens, but that's not where the action is.
Right. Well, I know podiatrists will tell you if you start to get the toenail fungus, they tell you you have to get treatment for it before it reaches the nail bed.
Oh, yeah. What I've seen is that since the action is all at the cuticle nail junction, as you grow out the nail, you really push the thickness out. I mean, that's, you know, we've done retrospective studies just on people that have bought it online. We're up to about 480 people, and it's people are satisfied like 70 to 75% of the time, you know, and then the question always comes up, well, what about those other 25% of the people? And that is the question I have, is why doesn't my product work every time? I mean, it is frustrating. I mean, I have people come back and I go, why didn't it work for me? And I'm not sure. I think that, you know, we talked about this in the last show. Is there a genetic immune component, you know, since it's an opportunistic infection? And I don't know that. We talked about that the last time.
Yeah. Now, does having nail fungus, you know, I guess it does get in the blood system. Does it predispose you to other infections, you know, bacterial?
I'm not
immunity?
Under that. I'm not under that, you know, that, you know, some people have said, you know, are there spores floating around in your arterial system? And I don't have that kind of feeling. You know, I don't think, you know, in medicine, we say when you have a bacteria that's going in your arterial system, we call that sepsis, and you're really sick. And I'm not of the, you know, I'm on the family medicine side of, I'm not sure that spores are flying around your arterial system. I think it's a local, topical, cosmetic problem, and you can live with it for years. I mean, I had somebody that had it for 38 years, used my product, and after they got rid of it, they just said, you know, I'm going to use it indefinitely for 3 times a week. And I go, well, I didn't study it like that as a maintenance indication. But, you know, it doesn't hurt you to do that, because the safe ingredients is what we're really all about. And that's what your program talks about. You know, how do you
take care of problems safely? We'll get to those ingredients in a minute. I did have another question. Do you think, you were talking about, you know, injury to the nail. Is it does it have to be an injury to the nail bed or just anywhere on the nail?
No, it's really, you know, we said this the last time too. When you look at your nails, you kind of look, they look like formica. They look like your kitchen countertop. But they actually, if you had them under a microscope, there's little pores. There's little holes in the nails, and that is really where these little fungal spores, like when you're walking in a bathroom that's in a gym that they haven't, I don't know, maybe they haven't washed it that day. I mean, there's fungus just sitting in that floor. Just, you know, when you're walking along, it's just like if you're walked in a dusty room, the spores jump up, the dust jumps up. And so it's really that it's not the formica that you think that you're seeing. It's these micro pores that these little fungal spores jump in.
Okay. Well, I hope your assistant, Lucy, told you you're on a different network, so you have a total new audience tonight. So they didn't hear your previous interview we did.
So they didn't say that. Okay.
Yeah, we're on a totally different network tonight. So, with your nails being porous like that, if people like girls like to, you know, polish their nails, can they still paint their nails and use your product?
Well, and that's what we've done is that we had a North Carolina nurse that she didn't want to, because you put the product on about a caper-sized amount, 3/16 of an inch, at the cuticle nail junction, put a Band-Aid on it. And she goes, you know, I've got it on three of my nails. I didn't want to buy all these Band-Aids. And so she took a hair dryer and just blew dry it, you know, just kind of the heat, did that for 3 minutes. And she said that worked. And so what we tried to do is modify it so that you can put toenail polish on, let that dry, put the product on, and then take the hair dryer for 3 minutes. So you don't have to use the Band-Aid. Now, sometimes the product can get into the polish just a little and dull it just at that little spot. You might have to paint it a little more. Mm-hmm. You know, we tried to make it as easy as possible, but nobody likes looking at these thick, opaque nails. And so you can use polish, but just leave a little space there at the cuticle nail junction. So that's where the action is to get rid of this problem.
Well, let's talk about some of these natural therapies, which I'm sure you studied because you got into a natural product for this.
Sure.
You know, and I think a lot of people think vinegar soaks. I hear that a lot. And what was your research? What did it show you on that?
Well, and that's where I ended up taking the premise, is that there was a medical journal, because everyone's no matter what field you're in, you know, even in radio, you're going to do journals. And so I read a medical journal, you could soak your toenails, white vinegar water, 10 minutes every day for 9 months. Well, I had one of my patients, because I didn't like to use the prescription product because it was messy, it had some liver toxicity, and so I had people do that, and I had one patient do it for 8 days, held up a white flag and said, "Doctor, I'm just a little too busy to do this soak thing." And so I'm a hospice physician, and in hospice we use penetrating gels for cancer patients when they can't swallow. So I had a compounder pharmacist in 2007. We put vinegar in our best hospice penetrating gel, and then he added thymol, which is the active in Listerine. And so here you have basically these two safe ingredients that have some antifungal properties, but you needed the penetrating gel. You needed a physician to say, hey, it needs to be at the cuticle nail junction. And I ended up using it on my patients because of the safety aspect. I mean, and people were just so satisfied that they just, you know, after I treated about 100 patients, they said, you know, where do I get this stuff? And I go, well, we need to do a clinical trial. And after trying to do that, the FDA wanted me to do all this animal data stuff, and I just said, I can't do that. So I stayed. If you look at my box, it says Dr. Paul's Piggy Paste improves toenail appearance. I don't make any medical claims that this treats fungus. I never make that claim.
Mm-hmm.
But people that buy it know what it does.
Right, absolutely.
So I just have to leave it like that because, you know, the FDA over-the-counter monogram says, you know, you can't make any medical claims if you haven't done a trial. And so I never go that route. I just let my customers come back, and I can't even put all what they put, you know, they'll send me stuff, this treated fungus, and I go, I can't tell you that. I can't put that in my literature. I can't put that on my website. But
right.
People are very satisfied with the product.
Well, let's tell the folks what's in it. You know, you mentioned a few things, but thymol, for the audience's sake, is a constituent of thyme oil. It tends to sanitize and hinders the growth of mold and bacteria. So
sure.
Would you say that is the action, the premier action of the product, and it just stays where it should be?
Well, and that's, Wendy, it's just a great question. I mean, I initially told the compounder to put vinegar in the hospice penetrating gel, and then they added thymol. And so we didn't ever do a study that said, should we do thymol alone with the penetrating gel and vinegar alone with the penetrating gel and see which ingredient is doing all the heavy lifting? I don't know which one. I mean, I premised this off the vinegar, and then the compounder added the thymol. It's a difficult question. I mean, I just know that both the ingredients are very safe. I mean, that's what you talk about on your show. You know, people
right.
have medical problems. How do you, you know, deal with that medical problem in a safe way? You know,
well,
how do you
went,
turn it
I
around?
I went and picked up a box of your piggy paint. And,
oh, okay.
I was very curious. And it smells like thyme leaf.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, and some people say that it smells like vinegar. You know,
No. Well, I don't smell vinegar. I smell thyme. There's a little hint of mint in it. and it's clear. It's spreadable, you know. And,
yeah. Well, I mean, it's probably got the consistency of, you know, just like some thick dressing. I mean, it is. I mean, I don't want to make it. I mean, I like that it's acting what it does. I mean, it is a clear gel. I mean, it looks more like hair gel than anything else, I think.
Well, let's get down to the million-dollar question. People are listening. Yeah. They're maybe saying, I might want to try some of that Dr. Paul Piggy Paste. So how long am I going to have to use it, or how long will it take, roughly, before I see an improvement in the toenail appearance?
Well, for the audience, when they're looking at their thumbnails and they see that little half moon, that half moon is on your thumbnail. It's also on your toenail. Mm-hmm. That usually grows out in like 2 to 3 weeks that you start seeing that grow out, and then you know that the product is working. Now, there are some people that just have slow-growing toenails. I mean, they could be diabetic patients. They could just be on the bell-shaped curve of slow-growing nails. The tube has enough product in there for like 3.5 to 4 months. That is the average. That's how long most people, I mean, but some people have to use it for 6 to 12 months. And so it's really variant on how fast does your toenail grow out. And it's not like you have an owner's manual that says, oh, my toenail grows out in this amount of time. I need to buy this amount. You know, so we don't really know that. But, you know, like where some people have said, you know, my toenail grew out in 2 months and that's all I had to use the product for. Well, I think that's a little unusual. But, you know, like for me, it was only on the distal half of the nail, so mine grew out in 6 weeks. So it kind of is variable about how much is the nail is actually involved and how fast does your toenail grow out. But the product tube for $30 at Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid, the product has enough in there for like 3.5 to 4 months. And less is more. You don't glob it on. You put just, it's got a little cartoon on the back of the box that says how much to use.
Well, and you know, that's not bad, you know, $30 and a few months of treatment compared to what your podiatrist will offer you, which is the drugs out there that are harmful to your liver. Lamisil, yeah.
Well,
that, you know, if you have a fatty liver, you can't even take that drug. And now they have the new stuff, Dr. Kissinger. It's they zap your toes now with lasers.
Yes. Yes.
And let's just spend a minute on that, because some people say, well, why would I want to go to the mess and bother, you know, putting on something topical when I can just go get a laser treatment?
Well, and that's a great question. We actually talked about that before, that, you know, Piggy Paste turns out to be about 35 cents a day, and the laser is like $400 to $1,000. And it's not completely FDA approved. I mean, it's done. Is there efficacy with that? I'm under the thing of the, you know, in family medicine, how do you take care of a problem as cheaply as possible, you know, if you can? I mean, mm-hmm. I think the laser might have, you know, it doesn't work sometimes, but the testimonies that are on my website, I couldn't make them up. I couldn't have people, you know, I would have loved to have had an advertising firm that says, hey, why don't we do this, say this. I don't, they're real people. I mean,
right.
They're people that have just, you know, said, you know, I had this problem a long time. I've tried a lot of other topical products. It's interesting that this one really helped me, you know, so that's a cool thing. So, I mean, I'm not sure.
I've investigated the laser stuff. And
sure.
let me tell you, it is expensive. On the average nationwide, if you can find somebody that does it, $750 to $1,500 for a treatment course, which means that you have to come in for treatments anywhere from 30 to 45 times. And then
really?
There's no guarantee to work, and the fungus in some instances does come back, and you have to go have it again. So, my God. Goodness.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
it's very
pricey. I know. I still, you know, I didn't study my product as maintenance, you know. Like, there's people that have gotten rid of the thickness, and then they use it 3 times a week, and they just said, you know, because the prescription product, when they did their studies, they found that even after you got rid of it, 20% of the time it comes back.
Right.
And so you know, what do you do to make sure that it, you know, that you're wearing sandals indefinitely? You know,
I know.
So you're not worried, so you're not worried about being on the beach and going, hey, what's going on with you? You know, I mean, but it, you know, it's still a cosmetic problem. It's not leprosy. It's not tuberculosis. It's not,
right.
You know, it's just people don't like when it looks like that, you know, and it is difficult to trim, like in a nursing home situation. You know, those, you know, when you use the piggy paste, it definitely softens the nails so you can trim them easier. I mean,
yes.
Thick, hard
nails
are difficult to trim.
Yeah, the nails do get thick and irregular, and if you trim them, they tend to crumble.
Sure.
Well, let me ask you, though, people have had this, does it matter how long they've had the nail fungus? Is it a time issue where, you know, it takes longer to get rid of the longer you've had it, or does it matter?
I don't think so. I mean, I've had some podiatrists that have come back to me and said, you know, it was interesting that this patient had it for 20 years. The policeman that's in Peoria that, he had to come over to my office. I live about 10 miles from Peoria, Illinois. And after he got rid of it, he said, I just got to meet the guy that took care of this problem that I've had for 38 years. And he just had to come. I mean, he came over with his wife. He goes, look at this. He goes, I even have pictures. He goes, I just cannot. I had this post-Vietnam and the military, and then I had it all my career as a policeman. And he goes, after I'm done with, you know, it was painful the last 10 years that I was walking the beat. And he goes, and here you invent this thing, and it's gone. I mean, I just, and, you know, and that's satisfying. I mean, you get satisfied when people call you and say, Wendy, that was a great recommendation. Thank you for having your show. Well, and that's, and you feel good about it. You know, as a family physician, I like that. You know, I mean,
we're
you know, when you help somebody that you didn't even know, I mean,
right.
That's a cool thing. I mean, it really
is. Well, I mean, it's like you say, it's non-toxic. It's not going to kill your liver, it's not expensive. It's not going to break the bank. It may take you a little time to apply and to be patient with, but I like natural things, as you pointed out, absolutely. So I want to thank you also for inventing piggy paste.
Well, there's tons of information on piggypaste.com. I mean,
absolutely.
Just other ways that people have tried it and testimonies and just a store that's within like 5 miles of your town. There's even a store locator thing on there. So
awesome.
That's
so
cool.
It's piggypaste.com for the folks out there if they want to jump on there and get some information or to order, or they can pick it up at their Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, Rite Aid, or local drugstore. And we're just about out of time, but I want to thank you again, Dr. Kissinger, for coming on and sharing your story your great invention.
Well, thanks, Wendy. I appreciate it.
You have a great
evening.
Well, take care. Hey, we're out of time, folks, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.